We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With every call.
Thanks for the good show.
With every person.
First time listener, I really appreciate you calling out like it is.
This guy thanks you for helping to keep things interesting.
I listen to you every day on my way home.
Thanks for being a part of News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
6:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Thursday, one step away from the weekend. Your time check brought to you by Prestige. Hayes Jewelers with the answer is always yes. Welcome, my friends. I hope that you enjoyed Valentine's Day yesterday, and maybe it was enjoyable up until a certain point, and all of a sudden, news came filtering in one way or another, and I'm always, obviously, it's part of my job, kind of monitoring what's going on, and then I saw that they were broadcasting live, Broward County, and it was picked up on the national news, and so I began to watch it as the story was unfolding very soon after, I guess, the actual shooting took place. In case you're just tuning in or use us for your number one source, there was a teen gunman who shot 17 people at a Florida high school in Broward County between Fort Lauderdale and Miami. His name is Nicholas Cruz. I will refer to him as Coward or Coward Cruz from now on because I think part of the sickness is body counts and infamy. Body counts and infamy, that's what they want. Mm-hmm. They want to be remembered for the person who did all this nasty stuff. In their mind, it's like winning a video game, like getting their name at the top of the list of a video game. It really is in their twisted minds. And that's exactly the way that I'm going to attack this today. I've heard the pundits. I've heard the same old, same old. We've had these discussions for a very long time now. I don't want to hear we have to do something. Greg, you'd mentioned this when we talked earlier. Mm-hmm. The two phrases that seem to come to mind very often when a tragedy strikes, we have to do something. In other words, whether we do anything that's effective or not could have absolutely no bearing on this happening again, but we have to do something. What is that, like a feel-good gesture? That's ridiculous.
Pretty much.
Let's start to, look, put the emotion aside. I saw Geraldo becoming completely unhinged yesterday. Really? Put the emotion aside. When does emotion ever help you? When you're trying to think critically,
no,
clouds
your mind.
I don't think it ever has.
Clouds your mind.
Yeah, you're looking for clarity. You're looking for the view, maybe from 30,000 feet,
mm-hmm.
when it's not cloudy.
Yeah,
when you're not flying, you know, instrument. So the two phrases you hear all the time: we have to do something, and common sense, gun control.
Yeah.
For anybody to even mention something about gun control, first of all, so soon after the incident, as I heard Senator Bill Nelson, he couldn't help himself. He was on Shepard Smith, and of course, Shepard Smith just...
Has he just lost it?
He has.
Okay.
He has. I don't know what to say, but it's all... I get the feeling almost like... it's terrible to say, but... I'll just say it like this. I think it's not unfair to say that there are some who secretly, darkly kind of say, well, you know what, you Republicans, you gun lovers, that's what you get.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, they know that that wouldn't be popular, so they try to cover it up. But I can see through it. I can smell through it. Look, here's the deal. We live in a free and open society. A free and open society, the side effect of that is people are going to hurt themselves and others, and there can't always be protections in place. People die on America's highways and have been for years and years and years. And still, approximately 30,000 people are going to lose their lives. Tragedy strikes, unfortunately, all the time. And when people die in construction accidents and things like that, you don't hear about them nearly as much. But they're still just as dead. There's families mourning. So death is a sad thing. A tragedy is a sad thing. When it's a heinous kind of an act that causes it, of course, it resonates deeper, I guess. It resonates deeper with the public in general because there's a sense that, hey, that could happen to me. That could happen to my family.
Right.
At the end of the day, some of the things we'll come up with here is what kind of role does mental illness play and what precisely can we do about that? This coward was on social media. There were all kinds of flags there. People that they talked to that knew him said things like, hey, we kind of joked about it. If there was ever a shooting at the school, he'd be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
How do we take that to the next level to where it's reported? Now, I just heard ABC News, if I'm correct, I just heard ABC News mention that he was expelled from school because they found bullets in his backpack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is the first I've heard of this. Had you heard this before, Greg?
That was the first time, and the kid said, well, you know, obviously next time it'll be worse, and it was.
Do you know there are federal laws that a bullet is just like having a gun? And the reason that's on the books is because you're chasing somebody who has just committed a crime. Mm-hmm. They drive over a bridge, and they throw the gun in the water.
Right.
So ammo can also be used as, just like you have a firearm. Federal, generally, I think, is how that works. Now, so what the school should have done is immediately called in the BATFE when he was found with bullets. And they could have moved forward from there. Now, you know, what exactly would have happened to him? Would this have prevented violence in the future? No, but that's the action they could have taken. I mean, that's a red flag. When you show dead animals on your social media that you've killed or mutilated or whatever, I mean, do I have to tell anybody that that's a red flag? I mean, does every single person understand that?
Yeah, we're not talking about hunting pictures. It's a whole different world.
No, this is a sociopath, psychopath, whatever term you're supposed to use. But that's a person who has some serious problems. And the other thing that eventually is going to come up is psychotropic drugs. And what exactly do they do when they even admit the side effects? If you have suicidal thoughts, quit taking this medication. We have to examine that. And not necessarily throw it all out, because people, again, are going to use emotion. They're going to go, you know, they never had that stuff when I was a kid and we all turned out fine. We don't need to hear that. That's not going to help the conversation. There are people that do use some of those medications, and it has been life-changing for the better.
Right.
The downside is we don't have enough really science to truly understand it and why one person can react so differently. But for those who the first card they want to play is talking about gun control is ridiculous. I heard Hannity on the air last night talking about retired police officers and military folks working at the schools in some capacity for security. Maybe, but again, what do you want? Armed guards? Do you want to set up the school similar to a prison? And look, and you could do that. You put up high fences. You put the razor wire around the top of it, and you have points of entry and points of exit, and you monitor those in some way, shape, or form. You can do that with every school in America. You can try to monitor all the students to some extent. And you realize that high school had over 3,000 students at one high school. That's how big of a school it was.
Do the math.
And yeah, and its footprint in the neighborhood, and you have to secure all of that, and you're going to do that with every school. Again, let's use a logical approach. I mean, do you want to keep people from dying in car accidents? Well, that's fairly easy. You set the speed limit at about 30 miles an hour everywhere. So you can do all kinds of things that will probably have a positive impact. But there are costs associated with it, and there's certainly a loss of freedom and a different feeling in going to school. And you have to measure all those things out, and you have to weigh them out. Is that what we want? Do we want to start to close our society off? Because the side effect of a free society is there are inherent dangers, and there are people with severe enough mental illness and derangement that they do want to hurt other people. But we live in a country with well over 300 million people. So even if half of 1%, some tragic event occurs, what are you willing to do? What makes sense that you're willing to do to try to change that outcome, to prevent it from the beginning? But the whole gun control idea is absolutely ridiculous and they need to quit talking about that. That's pure politics. It doesn't benefit anybody. 617 on the Bob Rose Show, 877-975-9825.
This is North Central Florida's morning news and talk station, 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Florida Prepaid. One accident at Alachua, County Road 2054, Northwest 202nd Street. Not causing any blockage, just might see a slowdown there. Good morning for our Wednesday or Thursday morning so far. With Florida Prepaid, you can start saving for college in as little as 15 minutes. What's your plan? Enroll by February 28th at myfloridaprepaid.com.
Warmer and drier days ahead. That includes this afternoon. We should see mostly sunny skies developing and a high near 81. Clear with fog again possible late tonight, a low of 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 82. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Hoffman.
Morning fog, so do drive carefully. Gainesville, 59. Ocala, 59. The Villages, 60. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk. 97.3, The Sky.
To be pain-free is a blessing. You shouldn't take it for granted. Hey, it's Bob Rosen. Believe me, I know that lesson firsthand. Last year, I hurt my back something awful. I spoke about it on the air. Friends and listeners called and told me to go to Gainesville Highfield MRI. I'm glad I took their advice. Gainesville Highfield MRI has been around over 20 years, performed over 50,000 scans. If you need an MRI done, tell your doctor to refer you to Gainesville Highfield MRI. They have a state-of-the-art 1.5 Highfield Tesla magnet that produces high-resolution images. Turnaround time, terrific. They offer same-day scheduling, they're claustrophobic friendly, and their scan times only take about 10 to 15 minutes. You'll save lots of money by going to Gainesville Highfield MRI. The caring professionals and board-certified radiologists will make you feel relaxed and at ease, and they accept most major insurance, so the next time you need a scan, do the same thing I did. Save money and have them refer you to Gainesville Highfield MRI. They're located in the Millennium Center at 4340 West Newberry Road or online at Gainesville Highfield MRI. MRI.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. For a link to apply with this special discount, just text CREDIT to 246810. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. So if you have good to excellent credit, text CREDIT to 246810 for your link to apply with a special interest rate discount. Just text CREDIT to 246810. That's the word CREDIT to 246810.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans. Standard text messaging rates apply. Do not text while driving.
One of the things that makes our community so special is that, unlike in giant cities, people here look out for one another. Nowhere is that more true than when fire, water, or wind damages a home. Friends, family, and neighbors provide comfort. and restoration specialists responds quickly and decisively to repair the damage and restore your home to exactly the way it was, or even better. Restoration Specialists has been serving you proudly since 1972, and we're locally based. And because we know a damaged home can cause homeowners a lot of stress and anxiety, we work hard to make the restoration process as stress-free as possible. Call 888-214-2322 or visit RestorationSpecialist.com. If your home has been damaged by fire, water, wind, or even mold, see why we're the good people to turn to.
Restoration Specialists, good people to turn to.
Every day is a challenge. Do I wear short sleeves and a windbreaker, or do I break out my heavy winter coat and gloves? Make 2018 the year you don't feel sick and tired anymore. Sinus issues like infections, congestion, headaches, fatigue, and even snoring don't have to make you miserable. Stay away from expensive prescriptions, over-the-counter nose sprays, or messy neti pots to help you breathe better. Dr. Neil Goldhaber's innovative balloon sinuplasty is an amazing breakthrough. This FDA-approved procedure replaces traditional treatments such as surgery with a single office visit. The whole process takes less than 30 minutes, requires no general anesthesia, and is covered by most insurance. To find out more about Dr. Goldhaber's innovative balloon sinuplasty procedure, you can visit goldsinus.com. That's goldsinus.com. Or if you're ready to make an appointment, simply call 352-229-8480. After visiting Dr. Goldhaber, it won't matter what the forecast says, because you'll be breathing better.
We want the government to get the hell out of our face and allow us to buy whatever damn insurance we want.
Dish in and out by the decibel. Mark Levin at 6. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
6:23 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Prestige. Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yet. Yes. The answer is always yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's a sad day. This awful shooting that took place at a Broward County high school yesterday, where 17 are dead, multiple folks injured. Absolutely awful thing. Greg Cassidy is with me. And Greg, I mean, what were some of your first thoughts when news began to filter out of what was taking place in South Florida?
You know, it's kind of sad. Obviously, your initial thought is you can't imagine what they're going through, especially the parents and the families. But the sad part is my next strongest thought was, okay, here they'll go again. It's an opportunist dream on the liberal side to talk about gun control. And that just ticks me off, because I see it as such faux passion. It's a big fake. It's an agenda. Until they take lots of things serious, like crime every weekend in a place like Chicago or L.A., day-to-day things that may happen, or how many people get killed by drunk drivers in our country, and yet I don't see any passion for that. And just like the immigrants that keep coming back in, we have the same people on the street driving every day that have had their license yanked for the past 10 years. I don't see any passion for that, and they kill people all the time. Until I see real action in things that happen every day, I see that as an agenda for them, and I'm like, okay, just get ready, because here they come.
Well, the left has the advantage when it comes to an issue like this, because it's hard not to address it in an emotional way.
Sure.
If you've got children or grandchildren or, mm-hmm. you know, friends, relatives, whatever, I mean, you can relate to kids in a school. You can relate to some extent, how defenseless they must have felt, mm-hmm. How victimized, the things that many of them saw, you know, and that's aside, of course, from those who actually lost their lives or were wounded seriously. I mean, this is a traumatic experience all the way around. But, you know, it is one school in the United States of America, a place where we have over 300 million people living here. And if you look at it from a statistical standpoint, then you begin to be able to reason better. But that's hard to do, because you say, well, you don't know. You didn't know the victims. You didn't live there. Mm-hmm. You don't know what it feels like. Well, you're absolutely right. I can only imagine. And it's not to take away from an awful tragedy that it is, but you do have to take a step back and look at it and say, okay, what are you willing to do to try to prevent this in the future? What are you willing to do? What makes sense? Armed guards all around every school, metal detectors, 8-foot fences with razor wire on them. That's one way, okay? That's one way that, again, might not prevent it, but might help deter. You see, one of the reasons why schools can be a target for these people who they really are looking for mass casualties. There's a sense that they're going to live in infamy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, how many times just since this story broke do you think there was a reference to Columbine?
Yeah.
You can't even begin to count how many times already. So they want to go down in infamy. That's part of the sickness. And they want to get a body count as high as they can. Where do you do that? Anytime you provide an area with more security and more of a deterrent, you don't necessarily neutralize the threat. You just push the threat somewhere else. What would be next? Shopping malls. Well, there have been attacks on shopping malls. Where else? Buses or mass transportation issues. I mean, wherever you tighten security in one area, you're going to push those sick individuals possibly to another area. The other thing we need to look at is social media. Do we want social media monitored? Is that sort of like, Big Brother watching over your shoulder? And in a high school of over 3,000 students, I wonder how many they could consider kind of quote-unquote troubled. Because to a high school student, their measurement of trauma is different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Susie broke up with me.
Yeah.
I'm traumatized.
Right.
Okay, yeah, you're traumatized because in your world of you being a 16-year-old, that's a pretty big deal. Versus the kid who's got, dead animals on there and all kinds of gun sites and, he's been online talking to people who make bombs or something like that. I mean, there's definitely a separation there, but again, you have to start to draw the line. Where are you going to get the manpower to do this kind of thing? And then if you would have, after you kicked this kid out of school, you said, okay, you have to go to counseling.
Right.
Yeah, you have to. Or what? Or what? You going to put him in jail? For what?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this case, when he brought a backpack, if he had bullets in there, that's my understanding is you can be sentenced for that. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. This every time we have a tragedy, whether it's at the NSA, front gate, or anywhere, anybody who studied anything about, attack or be attacked, comes down to this. This is a commitment-driven act. And everybody in their life can rationalize with the following statement. If you give a commitment to doing something, then it's your preparation and that commitment versus the preparation someone stopping you against your commitment. And we all know that there's no commitment that's going to cover everybody's thoughts and plans and actions on this planet. And it's proof. It's why we have terrorist attacks. It's why we have chemical attacks. It's why we have, people turning vehicles into weapons. It is physically impossible. I don't care if you put razor wire up. I don't care if you would. It will just change the bar. There is no, quote-unquote, way to prevent someone's commitment-based attack. And I know we have somebody that works with you there in law enforcement. He knows exactly what I'm saying. You cannot prepare enough to stop someone if they're stalking and hunting you and planning an attack. All you can do is be best to minimize its actions and be prepared for your actions to deal with that attack.
Yeah, I mean, well said. Look, or it goes back to the element of surprise. I mean, it benefits the attacker, the stalker, the murderer, the hunter, however you want to phrase that. There's no doubt about it. And you can be vigilant. And even if you're vigilant, doesn't mean you can prevent it. You can train to react. You can train to try to preserve as many lives as you can. But that's a great way of looking at it. This person had made a serious commitment. And that is difficult to stop. Thanks for the call. 6:30 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up at 7:05, Chris Wagner is going to be with us. He trains police officers through Santa Fe College. We're going to talk to him. That's all on the way on the Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy, 877-975-9825.
21st century. It seems keeping up with the Joneses means spending $1,000 on a phone. And while a dual lens 12 megapixel camera will make pictures of your lunch look fantastic, there's only one app that'll make your phone worth its weight in gold. The new Sky app. Because while some take pictures of their food, you can feed your brain with the latest news, weather, and talk. The new Sky app.
Get it on my phone. I like it because it's easily accessible.
Get it at your app store or go online to thesky973.com.
Wow, the economy is booming, and that means construction is booming as well. Hey, it's Bob Rose, and there's a reason that you see so much of that famous Kubota orange at job sites. That's because Kubota sets the standard for productivity and efficiency on the work site. And my friends at Agricon Equipment Company, the Kubota Superstore, carry the full line of Kubota. And guess what? The new big tractors are in. So stop on by and check them out, along with everything else from loaders, mowers, and so much more. And beyond that, they back up the equipment they sell with a guarantee I've never heard anywhere else. If you purchase a new piece of construction equipment from them and it goes down, they'll give you a loaner from their rental department to use. What a remarkable guarantee. If you're looking for strong, powerful, reliable equipment, stop by Agricon Equipment Company and find out why they're called the Kubota Superstore in Ocala on Highway 40 and in Lecanto on West Southern Street. Agricon Equipment Company, the Kubota Superstore.
Did Santa bring you that firearm that you were hoping for? If so, Big Daddy Guns has all the ammo and accessories you'll need. If you didn't, Big Daddy Guns has the largest selection of firearms. Stop by during January and February for a free raffle ticket to win one of our custom rifles. No purchase necessary, and for every $50 spent, you'll receive an additional raffle ticket. Big Daddy Guns in Gainesville on Tower Road next to Napolitano's. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 p.m. BigDaddyGuns.com. We're blowing the competition away.
There's a lot of talk about superfoods these days. At Hardee's, we've always believed in superfoods, like our legendary Frisco breakfast sandwich. Now, don't let the name fool you. There's no kale, quinoa, or coconut oil in it, but it is a superfood. Fluffy scrambled eggs, a mountain of thinly sliced ham, with melty American and Swiss cheeses, served on our signature buttery sourdough toast. Start your day with a superfood, the legendary Frisco breakfast sandwich, only at Hardee's.
97.3 The Sky. Traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Darlene Bofalo. Only issue this morning so far was an earlier accident in Alachua there at County Road 2054, Northwest 202nd Street. Looks like they've got that cleared. The big issue overall, though, be aware, a lot of fog this morning. Make sure you've got all those lights on and keep them on low beam. Darlene Bofalo, your perfect realtor. Find out more. Visit DarleneAndLucky.com.
Drier and warmer days ahead, and that includes today. Once the fog lifts, we'll see a mostly sunny afternoon, a high near 81. Upper 50s again tonight for a low under clear skies. Fog again possible by daybreak. And generally speaking, mostly sunny through Sunday with little or no rain. Afternoon highs in the low 80s, overnight lows upper 50s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Huffman.
Gainesville, 59. Ocala, 59. The Villages, 60. Sky News Time, 634 for the ER at North Florida Regional. You can check North Florida's ER wait times by texting ER to 23,000. ER wait time right now, 5 minutes.
I'm Trey Westerberg, your top local story. The deadliest school shooting since Newtown, Connecticut happened Wednesday at a Parkland High School. Police say 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, a former student at Douglas High School, pulled the fire alarm to draw students out into the halls before firing a semi-automatic rifle, killing at least 17 people and sending hundreds more running from the building. Police caught up with Cruz near the school shortly after and arrested him without incident. Ocala police say a man was shot at a tire shop in Northwest Ocala Wednesday afternoon. 37-year-old Jeff Breeze is in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. His girlfriend, who works with him, says he was shot in the leg at Georgie Boys Tires on Northwest 10th Street in Ocala. Officers are still investigating and don't have anyone in custody yet. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers. Two men are accused of breaking into a Marion Oaks home on Tuesday. Marion County deputies say a woman reported she saw one of the men going through the back door of a home on Southwest 150th Loop and one going coming in through the garage. One of them had a flashlight. Deputies arrived to find the house ransacked with a rifle on the floor and several empty cartons of cigarettes on the porch. 26-year-old Luis Del Hoyo and 20-year-old Elvin Sanchez faced charges. More than a dozen advocacy groups issued a warning about traveling in Florida, saying immigration arrests have soared more rapidly in the area in the past year than any other area in the country. Leaders from immigrant rights and nonprofit organizations say new cooperation between ICE and 17 Florida sheriffs is also spreading fear. Next news in 30 minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Listen online and follow us on Twitter at thesky973.com.
Sky Business Watch.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. More evidence that the era of cheap money is coming to an end. U.S. consumer prices rising more than expected last month. Fear of inflation would prompt the Federal Reserve to raise rates. The first rate increase expected next month. Today, Google's Chrome, the world's most popular browser, will block certain types of ads, which it says its research has found to be the most annoying to users. But some in the ad industry say it's a self-serving move that will show Google ads still, but then block those from others. Amazon has surpassed Microsoft in market value for the first time ever. Amazon shares closed at just over $1,451 yesterday, putting it only behind Apple and Google's parent company, Alphabet, in the ranking of publicly traded companies. And following in Apple's footsteps, Cisco is planning to bring a huge amount of money home after passage of the U.S. tax law. The tech company saying it will repatriate $67 billion held overseas. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Golf and helping the developmentally disabled. Hey, it's Bob Rose. We've teed it up. We're ready to go. The Bob Rose Golf Scramble, presented by The Sky and Betsy Papine and Papine Realty.
The Bob Rose Golf Scramble, Friday, April 13th at Hale Plantation Golf and Country Club.
The Bob Rose Golf Scramble is a benefit for the fine work of the Arc of Alachua County. And again, this year, you could win a brand new Gainesville Harley-Davidson. Sign up now, because the Bob Rose Golf Scramble sells out fast, and I don't want you to be left out.
Enter now at arcalachua.org.
Are you missing one or more teeth and wondering, what are my options? Or do you wear dentures and wish for a more permanent solution? Then this message is for you. I'm Dr. Art Mowry of Exceptional Dentistry, where we take great pride in helping clients replace missing teeth or dentures with dental implants, and we don't refer you out to another office. Our team places dental implants start to finish with one doctor. You can see our work and learn more about us at exceptionaldentistry.com or call and schedule your consultation today at 332-6725.
Hi, this is Dr. Kim Mowry of Exceptional Dentistry. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, we may have a solution for you. It's called IV sedation. IV sedation has been a big hit in our office, and we've been able to help many get the dentistry they've been putting off for years because of it. IV sedation helps you relax and recover quickly with little or no memory of the procedure. Many of our clients won't even consider having their dentistry performed without it. Learn more about IV sedation at exceptionaldentistry.com or call us today at 332-6725.
With more than 64,000 students, UCF is the biggest university in Florida and one of the biggest in the nation. But being big is more than just a number. It means that we think big and dream bigger. We seek challenges and push boundaries. We encourage innovation and invite the impossible. So while UCF is big in size, our impact is even bigger. Learn more at ucf.edu/big.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, 3 months later, James Comey goes to Trump Tower to tell Donald Trump, oh, by the way, it's salacious, but it's not verified. Okay, but back in October when he's getting the first FISA approval at a FISA court, he's telling the FISA court that it is credible, and they never mentioned that Hillary paid for it. Well, that's a pretty significant omission, if you ask me. And it seems to have been done on purpose. See why this is the biggest scandal that the media has ever missed? We do have collusion. We do have Russian lies to influence the American people. And on top of it, it was paid for by Hillary. And then the compliant media feeding this lie for over a year, not even asking one critical question ever. That's why we call it Deep State Gate. Because it's deeper and deeper by the minute.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
97.3 The Sky.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent?
ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This segment of The Sky is brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Full service dentistry for the entire family.
Real life.
It's happening.
Happening on The Sky.
Public trust is gone.
Net neutrality.
Tax cut.
Sexual harassment.
Iran.
Real.
Real.
Reality.
Life.
Life. Everyone.
On News Talk 97.3.
Listen.
The Sky.
Separating emotion from logic. If you don't take away the emotional aspects of things, you cannot utilize critical thinking and employ logic. Good morning and welcome. It's 6:42 on the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. I've got the Bob Rose Golf Scramble that I'm a part of course, for the Arc of Alachua County. It is coming up Friday, April 18th at the beautiful Hale Plantation Golf and Country Club. They still have some room for some foursomes. So it's a Friday where you're going to get some excellent food, lunch, and food afterwards, and win prizes and all kinds of stuff. So get your team signed up. Get involved. ArcAlachua.org, A-R-C. That's ArcAlachua.org. And thanks so much to our on-air sponsor, Betsy Pepin and Pepin Realty, for helping to make this possible as well. All right? So we'd love to get you involved. That's ArcAlachua.org. And thank you for your continued support to this very worthy cause. Mike, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I used to think that it was a little bit too expensive to have a few police officers in every school. But I think I'm leaning that way. It's not based on emotion. It's based on, you know, hardening up targets. I think they need a few more tools, too. Maybe all these municipalities should think about starting some kind of ordinances or something about threats, or even a little bit of threats that are taken to schools, maybe different degrees of threat that the person then has to overcome to be able to buy a weapon because they have a high misdemeanor, or maybe even make the third degree a felony or something. The guys have to have more tools. But I also think that these municipalities, we're just going to have to suck it up as taxpayers. I mean, they take our money for a bunch of stupid stuff anyway. We might as well have it in there that we have to have on-campus resource officers, not guys that come and go, but guys that are there all the time, that are trained, that do train for to stop these shooters. And we're just going to have to suck it up and pay for it.
I just want you to keep in mind, this campus had multiple floors. There's over 3,000 students there. The footprint of the campus is very large. How many people would you want to have there in some capacity to, quote unquote, harden this target? Remember, he was a former student. He is only 19 years old, so he appeared to blend in. In fact, that's what he did. He blended in when they were running out. That's how he was able to get away. He ran out with the rest of the students. So, I mean, how do you pick and choose who the threat is, for one thing? How do you cover just the vast amount of grounds that you'd have to cover because of the footprint? You've got multiple floors on a building. Are you going to check every backpack? Are you going to use metal detectors? And maybe that's part of the solution. And just having a presence there, could that act as a deterrent? My understanding is there were two resource officers at that school. And by the way, resource officers don't carry automatic or semi-automatic weapons. They're no match for somebody with an AR. They're just not. So now you're putting them in a bad situation unless you arm them. And again, then we'll get to, do you want your kids to go to school where, you know, security is dressed up like SWAT, and they're carrying ARs? or MPs or whatever they're carrying, right? And that's a consideration. Maybe as a society we're moving that way. And or maybe we can try to deal with the mental health aspect of it. So many people will come out, especially from the left, and they'll attack or blame the Republicans and the NRA. But you know who else is big lobbyist and has a lot of support in Washington? The drug manufacturers. Have we taken a serious enough look at mental health, mental illness, and psychotropic drugs? And I'm not saying that I'm against psychotropic drugs, but when a side effect is suicidal thoughts and you see people that have never been violent before can become very violent, we're not dealing with criminal minds as much as we're dealing with the twisted mind. And are those psychotropic drugs making some people, some, even if it's very few, worse? And how do we deal with that? Ron, you're on the air. Ron, you're on the air. Do you have phone? That's on my end. Ron, you're there. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling about the fact what happened in the Parkland school area. As an ex-school teacher, biology school teacher, I know that evolution is being taught in public schools. And basically, there is no evidence of evolution at all. But we still teach it as a theory. And as far as our students are constantly brainwashed with the idea that they have not been created and they are not made in the image of God, because they are nothing but advanced, complicated, sophisticated animals. And they're being brainwashed day after day in this sophisticated school system that we
so you
have.
think it dehumanizes some of them?
Oh, sure they do. And then our teachers cry out in absolute horror when our students begin to act like these animals.
Right, but I mean, all that being said, you've got 3,000 kids at one school. They've never had an issue like this before and may never have an issue like this again. So no matter what they're teaching, clearly not all the kids have reacted in a negative way to it. In other words, let's not make this any broader than you have to. It's this. Here's what people forget. These incidents, when you hear about them, they're horrendous, and they stick in your mind. But they're extremely isolated, so much more isolated than a deadly car accident, so much more, you know, isolated than any sort of other accidental death. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show, 648 News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This is North Central Florida's morning news and talk station, 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Florida Prepaid. The good news is earlier accidents cleared. Looks like we're off to a pretty good start. Now, the thing to be aware of this morning is the fog. It is kind of thick. Make sure that you've got your headlights on low beam. Make sure you've got all your headlights, all your lights on for a safe drive this morning. With Florida Prepaid, you can start saving for college in as little as 15 minutes. What's your plan? Enroll by February 28th at myfloridaprepaid.com.
Warmer and drier days ahead. That includes this afternoon. We should see mostly sunny skies developing and a high near 81. Clear with fog again possible late tonight, a low of 57. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 82. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jeff Hoffman.
Again, Gainesville, foggy and 59. Ocala, 59. The Village is 60. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You've finally done it. You've decided you're going to do something about your teeth. You're sick and tired of being self-conscious when you speak. You hate to have to hide your smile, and now you're finally going to do something about it. That's great. Now what? There's lots of dentists out there. Who will you choose? Hey, it's Bob Rose. Allow me to recommend my personal dentist, Dr. Robin Larson. Robin Larson Dental has the most up-to-date, state-of-the-art technology, and they handle everything from routine cleanings, emergency dental work, and cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Larson understands a soft, gentle touch is the best, most comfortable way for her patients, and I really trust her. That's why I've been going there for years. And because Robin Larson Dental is a full-service dentistry for the entire family, my wife and kids go there too. They take most PPO insurance, so if you're finally ready to make your smile bright again, trust me and go see Robin Larson Dental. Call 331-4080. That's 331-4080. Or visit RobinLarsonDental.com. That's RobinLarsonDental.com. You'll be glad you did.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting TOP to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting TOP to 88988. That's T-O-P to 88988.
Prestige Auto Sales wants to buy your car. Even if you don't buy one of ours, we'll pay top dollar for your vehicle, helping you out of that high payment and avoiding cashier's checks that bounce, Craigslist crazies, and other internet scams. Prestige Auto Sales has been blessed to sell most of our inventory. Let us bless you by giving you top dollar for your car and treating you with the honesty and integrity you deserve. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. Prestige Auto Sales. Local, loyal, and always on the level. Prestige Auto Sales, Ocala.
When your power goes off at your home or business, turn to Heritage Mechanical Services and stay powered up. Heritage Mechanical Services is the leading installer of automatic standby generators in the area. No subcontractors are ever used. They hold all the required state licenses to complete every phase of the job. And most installations are completed in one day. Stay powered up with Heritage Mechanical Services. 386-454-8777. 386-454-8777.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now at Advanced, premium oil brands like Castrol, Mobil, Valvoline, and Pennzoil are all on sale. Choose 5 quarts and an oil filter starting as low as $23.99 for your oil change. Only at Advanced or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advanced Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valvoline bottles may vary by store.
Stop signs, yellow lights, pedestrians, and bicyclists. There are a lot of things to pay attention to while driving. Don't be distracted by using your phone.
There were more than 10,000 traffic crashes in Marion County last year, and many of these were due to distracted driving.
Texting and driving is a dangerous distraction, and it's illegal.
Please put your phone down and drive safely.
A message from the Marion County Board of County Commissioners and the Marion County Sheriff's Office, working together for a safer Marion.
This segment on the Sky brought to you by Florida Credit Union. All the features of the big banks, but with local service.
Instead of investing in a neck brace,
it's going to be breakneck pace here.
Just turn on Rush. Noon weekdays on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
6:54 on the Bob Rose Show. Thursday, shooting at a Broward County high school yesterday leaves 17 dead, multiple injuries. Shooter, 19-year-old, former student, obviously a troubled individual, to say the least. And so we're trying to approach this in a logical way. What can we do to keep our kids safe? And this is a free and open society we live in. We can always live in a police state. So you have to consider those things when you want to come up with remedies. To me, the one of the biggest aspects that needs to be looked at in a bigger way, in a better way, in a deeper way, would be the mental health aspect of it. Martin, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. First of all, I can only imagine the horror that the family and friends of those young people are experiencing, so I'm sending my condolences down there to everybody. Secondly, what can we do about it? Well, you recall when the hurricane hit down south, there was a nursing home where the AC went out, and unfortunately and tragically, some elderly people died of heat exhaustion. And immediately, there were people pushing for a bill to make all nursing homes have backup generators. Well, if we can protect our elderly, why can't we mandate that all public schools have metal detectors, that their resource officers not only be sufficient in number, but trained in a much, much better way to be an inconspicuous but constant presence, to be a deterrent? And I don't see why people would harp at all. As one of your previous callers said, we spend so much money on frivolous things. This is something that is absolutely, definitely necessary, and I don't think anybody at all on either side of the aisle would have any problem saying our children are our priority, and we will spend money to protect them regardless of whatever.
Yeah, just remember, security is like a balloon. When you squeeze it on one end, you expose it on another end, and we'll get into that on a deeper level. I like what you're saying. Let's address some of that and more. Chris Wagner is here from the Public Safety Institute, part of Santa Fe College. He trains police officers. It's coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.